right, let's get started tonight. We're going to open the Liberty County School Board Public Budget Hearing and Special Meeting on Monday, July 29th, 2019, 5:05. We're going to call it to order. Vote with prayer and pledge. Prayer by Mr. Petty, pledge by Mr. Morris.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for this afternoon. And we come, Lord, take care of the budget items that need to be taken care of. Father, we thank you for being our provider. And Lord, we thank you, God, for doing that in our lives, Father, our families and our churches and our homes. And God, we just pray, Lord, for your hand of protection upon us, Father, as we get ready for the new school year. Father, be with all of our kids as they prepare. Be with all the teachers and staff as they get ready, Lord, to come back to work. And Lord, some of them have worked all summer. Father, we pray that you give them some good relaxing time, Lord, before they get after it, Lord, hard for the year. Thank you, Lord, for all the construction going on, Father, as we see daily work taking place. We, again, pray for the protection of the workers out there, God. Pray, God, for wisdom and discernment, Father. May we be in accord tonight. We love you and thank you in Jesus' name.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item number two, we're going to open up the public budget hearing. The tentative budget. We're going to announce that the proposed millage rate of 6.048 is 1.88% less than the rollback rate. We'll give the public a chance to speak. We need a motion to set the tentative budget local effort millage rate at 3.8000. Have a motion.
Motion. Second.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item four. Need a motion to set the tentative required local. Five. Motion to set the tentative discretionary operating millage rate of 0.748. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion Mr. Petty, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? Any, all in favor say aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item six, need a motion to set the tentative discretionary local capital improvement millage rate of 1.50. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion Mr. Morris, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item seven, need a motion to approve resolution 19-01 includes all millage rate. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion Mr. Petty, second?
Second.
Second Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item eight, need a motion to adopt the tentative budget for 2019-2020. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item number nine, need a motion to approve the resolution 19-02, tentative budget. Have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Flower, second Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 10, need a motion to set the final budget here for September 10th, 2019 at 5:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Motion?
Motion.
Motion Mr. Morris, second. Mr. Petty?
The 10th or the
9th? Set the
10th. I got the
9th on mine.
I got the 10th on mine.
It's 10th on the printout.
Yeah.
9th on the agenda.
It's 9th
on the agenda. Well, I'm going to make one for the
9th. It is.
Yeah. Yep. Motion Mr. Morris, who was the second?
Second.
Mr. Flowers? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. September 10th, 2019, 5:15 p.m. Item three, public comment. We didn't have have any? Item 4, superintendent's report.
That was a couple of things. Let's see. As we kind of mentioned a little bit earlier, we're still in negotiations. Sheriff's Department pulls the annex. He asked me what was the feeling of the board. I said, they haven't voted on it. I don't know for sure. I feel like the conversations we had in the right terms and agreement, we could part with the annex. But we want some of the land that would be right above the football field there. And so Andy Joe told me today he's been working with them trying to get us a few acres. Kevin knows way more about it than I do. I want to let Kevin, if you will, talk to us. He's got some things to show y'all he gave you out.
Yeah, Andy got a handout, and it's all pieces of property that's involved. On the first page, of course, that's what the chamber owns. You can see how close it comes to the bus barn there in the greenish blue lines. I mean, there's no property to the west of it at all. There where we park on the backside, we actually own chamber's land. And I've done all the measurements. So and then there's what the bus barn owns, of course. The next page. And you see the chamber owns 12 acres. There at the bus barn, it's 5.76 acres. And then the next page is the annex. That's what the sheriff's department wants. That's 7.4 acres. So I met with Mr. Summers. We've been discussing this on the last page. The red line is what we propose to the chamber to do some swapping here. That'd give us approximately about 3.5 more acres. And we just went over straight to the Mormon Church line, their north-south boundary, and just come straight south from that. And that'll give us about, we'll be swapping about 2 for 1. But get way more use out of the land by the bus barn for sure. You know, that's just what, that'd give us 358.21 feet from our existing line. And it was roughly, you know, 3.5 acres.
We've had to use some of it in the past for parking. That would be necessary once we get the huge facility all in. There's going to be plenty of parking on this side of the road.
And we still, you know, we got that sort of lease agreement between them now. They might still let us leave daily. But we create, and I just talked to Mr. Flowers about this, we create additional, the parking will be on the other side of the football field, north side of softball. And, you know, we're going to put a fence there with one ticket booth, and you'll be able to go to all three sports with one ticket booth. You don't have to maintain three ticket booths like you have in the past.
Well, I know on parking that they have there now, Bulldog Club, we were actually talking about the other night where that second rear, the eastern poles are. Since there was a problem in parking, people parking behind other members.
Right.
We're actually talking about the last 20, I think it's 27 or 28 poles for parking, taking them up and moving them over to the western side, move them south, and we park all of them there. So I don't think that would even come in play anyway.
Right. Okay. But you know, that's what we're proposing to them. Now, I have been on the phone. Michael Wright called me the day after we met. It was on a Friday. Wanted to know what was going on. He's the president of the chamber. And from what he's saying, they're willing to work with us on this. If y'all willing to do this as well. So.
If Rich's trying to get our ducks in a row, then it'll be our option.
And Michael's statement was, well, what does the sheriff's department have that we want? So they talking, he's talking doing a three-way swap in August.
So the chamber wants something out of it too?
No. Yes, sir.
I got a question. And I looked at this a couple of years ago. There's no kind of, you know, at one time they was going to put a park or something up there, and there's issues with family. I don't know if you may remember that or something.
Yes.
Between the family and stuff. Is all of that cleared up so that
we own that property? No stipulations on it. It's right here.
I just thought today in our conversation with Benjo, he said he wanted either the whole building or part of the building named after the West of Black family. You know, I said, well, that would go a long way for the healing there for the whole family.
Yeah, me and him talked about that in great detail before. I thought that would kind of help smooth the transaction.
way the sheriff's department's involved in this, they can get a grant to only remodel a building. They cannot build a new one. So that's how they get this money. It will not allow them to build a new facility. So they can take what's there and remodel it and add on to it, but they can't tear it down and start over. To remodel only. That's the only facility around here that would, really suit them.
And it's going to kind of be like a training. So, it kind of falls under education. So, it's going to, a big part of it is going to be
training. They're going to, hold their passport unit, mobile unit up there.
Item 8, need a motion to approve the school schedule for the 2019-2020
2020 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B. Need a motion to approve the Liberty County School Parent and Student Handbook for the 2019-2020 school year. Need a motion to approve the Liberty County School District Assessment Calendar for the 2019-2020 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C. Need a motion to approve the Liberty County School Code of Student Conduct and Policy Guide for the 2019-2020 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D. Need a motion to approve the Liberty County School Student Progressions Plan, pre-K through grade 12 for the 2019-2020 school year, including promotion criteria grades K-8 through 8 and 2019-20 kindergarten report card. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item E. Need a motion to approve the Liberty County Schools Parent and Student Handbook for the 2019-2020 school year. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item F. Need a motion to approve the Liberty County Schools Employee Handbook for the 2019-20 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item G. Need a motion to approve the revised salary schedule for the district school safety specialist. Rationale on the revised salary schedule. We're asking for Daryl Johnson to receive an increase of $2,500. He will be taking on the auxiliary officer position for the district office. There is a recertification cost to him to maintain his auxiliary office status. This pay increase will offset that. The increase will come out of the safe school funds. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 8. Need a motion to approve the personnel consent table for July the 29th, 2019. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, number 9, action items. Don't have any. We're going to move on down to the emergency items. Come back to board member item. Item 12. Item A. Need a motion to approve the mental health assistance allocation plan for 2019-2020 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B. Need a motion to approve the contract agreement between Employee Benefits Consultants Incorporated and Liberty County School Board for consulting service to begin August 1st, 2019 and end on July the 31st, 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I know that Ms. Renee sent that out about, 3:30 this afternoon. I've hurriedly tried to go through it. I've got some issues with it. I was hoping Mr. House would be here just to clarify. I'm not comfortable with a three-year contract, even though there's some stipulations toward the back that says you can terminate without calls with 30 days notice. There's also some language under 2, I don't know if y'all got it pulled up, 2 A, B, and C. The consultant is literally, when I read that, he's not only a consultant, but he's also
securing bids and proposals for these products. I'm not seeing enough separation between these ancillary products and also the medical insurance. I'll give you an example of what that looks like. If you look to 2D, act as the board's sole representative and deal with insurance providers for the group medical insurance program. That part, I need to know what that looks like, because they get the same thing we get. They just pay, they have to pay more because I think they're covered in, or they have to pay, I know the board gives them a certain contribution depending on their years of service.
Right.
I don't understand what that means, and I was hoping Mr. Orr would be here. What would he be representing us on? And again, that being part of 2A, B, C, and D, that's what an insurance agent does. Then you get down to E, which is provide the district with an online benefit. I'm assuming that's enrolled, Ms. Sheila. My question would be, is there, if we look at a three-year contract, there's $72,000 that he's being paid. Of course, there's some services he's providing in addition to the online benefit administration. Is there a way to purchase that ourselves and do that in-house? That was my understanding when we terminated Mr. Richard, we would do all that in-house. We were also getting these same services under Mr. Richard's. Mr. Richard was doing basically what a lot of his contract says do. Number three, the consultant shall not act as a broker or salesman in reference to any group insurance covered purchased by the board. Again, you need to define what group insurance is, because if you go back to two, it says he's working on behalf of them for group insurance. I think that needs to be clarified. Is that group health insurance, or are these just these products alone? Because if you look at number three, then that cancels out what you have in item two, because it says that he is working representing the retirees. If you look at 2D, he is working as the board's sole representative to deal with insurance providers for the group medical insurance program. But then again, down there at the bottom, it says he's not doing that. So I think there needs to be some clarification on that. And then lastly, number four, the consultant shall receive no commission from anyone related to the board's group insurance for its employees. What is that, just those products, or is it, we know he doesn't get any for the CHP, but what about for these other products? There's some commission there somewhere. I'd like some clarification on that, because we're still referring to some things as group insurance, but it's not clarified. Which are you talking about, group medical insurance, or those ancillary products? I would just like Mr. House to look at it, and maybe when we get back together at the next meeting. That's just my quick rundown that I've done since I got here. I got an alert on my phone on the way down here on the drive. I couldn't of course look and drive. So when I got here early, and I've been going through just some issues that I have. It seems like there's some language that's not clear. You know.
My apologies.
No, that's fine.
And if it's the filling of the board, we can table it. Bring it back up at our next meeting. I still think it's a good bang for the buck, but a lot of good questions here.
Yeah.
And I have some answers. I mean, if you want to stop by, or if you want me to address it right now.
You address them now, it'll be fine.
Okay. Yes, he does handle the Enroll software services. Yes, we do have someone in-house, Stephanie Polly. She got an extra amount to handle the inside information on the insurance. As far as the middle person, so she actually, if an employee has issues with our health insurance or our supplemental, which you were talking about, the other items that we have, your life, your dental, things like that, they go to her. And she is the middle person. She addresses the insurance company independently. This company helps assist us with various, I just know, I mean, how he's helped us through this company. He is their rep that assists us. I have GASB information that has to be done every other year. That is detailed information that all districts in the state of Florida has to provide. Very helpful. He was able to get the information for me in a timely manner. That's data for our employees' health insurance, dental insurance, everything. I was able to get that very quickly because it was already inside our Enroll system. He does handle the cabinetry for me. I can contact him at any time and have ask questions. A lot of this is very complex. I need a company. Even if you didn't go with this company, I need to have somebody that has...
I understand that. Totally understand that.
...that would be able to transfer that information into our Skyward. We are now in Skyward, which is very a complex system. And honestly, I would probably have to have an additional employee to be able to handle the influx of information if I did not have a software system like this enrolled. As far as going back to the services this company provides, they keep up with my Affordable Care Act. That there's right now.
Basically what I hear you say, they're doing what Michael did for us.
With the help of Enroll.
Right, but we had Enroll when Michael was here.
But the company owns this Enroll.
I understand.
That's their software.
I understand, but we were still using that when Mr. Richard was here.
Right.
So it's the same system. It's the same system. He just Mr. Hort owned it.
The software. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's just my question. If the software costs, totally making this up, pulling this out of there. If the software is $5,000, $10,000, could we possibly train on how to use that in house and not pay him $72,000 a year? Over a 3-year period.
But this provides just more than.
I know there's some. I know there's some other.
Care Act isn't
nothing. So I understand that. I understand that. This one is still. We're going to need someone to help us handle the services. Even if we didn't have anyone, we're going to have somebody to do all the behind the curtains.
Can you do it? But have we negotiated? Can you do it for $1,000 a month? I'm just trying to say, would he be willing to do it for $1,000 a month? I was hoping you'd be here tonight. I just wanted to ask you, could you do it cheaper? Everything's negotiable.
I wouldn't ask you to be here. I probably wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you.
This is no blame on anybody. If I'm a person like Mr. Hort or our lobbyist on a night that we're securing a contract with them, I'm going to be in the audience and answer questions. That's part I don't understand about people. We go to hire them and they don't even come to the meetings to answer questions.
I didn't.
A slam on us. That's on them. They should be here.
The other night, yeah. I
would think he'd be here to answer any questions due to the fact we didn't have a contract with him, which to me was not proper. We should have a contract with him.
I had purchase orders.
Yeah.
We can handle paperwork, but the expertise required to manage that Affordable Care Act.
I agree. I'm just saying that how do we quantify or qualify that $2,000? We pay some consultants by the hour. We'll pay them, and they put in 10 hours a month and we pay them X amount of dollars a month. Is there a better deal for the district, even with Brad, to be able to say, look, depending on the amount of work that you're doing for the district, we'll pay you X amount of dollars, an agreed, negotiated amount, but just a flat $2,000 a month. Will he do it cheaper? Will he do it $1,500 a month? We seem to be very critical in the past of what people
want. We pay $60,000 a year. Opposed to $24,000.
Yeah, but that was for everything. That was health insurance as well. That was commissions off health insurance as well. That was the whole thing.
But that's why we didn't want to do that. Anything. He doesn't get anything from our other supplemental services. He has nothing.
Actually, I wish I could ask him.
Actually, it came from the employee side. Mm-hmm. Is where it came from.
What is that?
The agent of record. The agent of record got a commission off the employee side. The employer didn't have to pay a dime.
Correct.
So now their premiums are cheaper.
They look about the same to me.
It's cheaper.
How much cheaper?
I
don't think they're going cheaper.
It was cheaper back then, whenever...
Percentage-wise, it might be cheaper.
Yes, the agent of
cost-wise,
no. But the actual cost for those services have not gotten cheaper. I'm not saying it'll be cheaper.
Okay.
I get them.
I can bring you 3 years ago.
I had some questions. I talked to Sheila before the meeting on the same thing. And I'm kind of like Kyle. I kind of like the empathy contract here. We got a purchase order to get him through our next board meeting, right? I'd like to make a motion to table this until we...
That's all I'm asking for.
Until he...
I know we got to have it. I'm not trying to hamstring the district. I know we got to have the stuff done. And I hear my heart on that. I like doing some horse trading if we can, but some negotiations.
That combined with it was so late getting out.
Mm-hmm. I understand
that totally. So we can do that and make arrangements for him to be here.
I'll second his motion.
Just make board meeting. I don't think we have to have it before then.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, to table it. Second by Mr. Petty. All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Jump back up to board member items. Any board member items?
One question I got, and I'm glad Darryl's here tonight. Our school safety rigged us on our security deal. The governor's got the commission going around inspecting all the schools. Have they come to ours yet? How are we looking for when they come? Are we ready? We got everything ready.
I read the part about firing the superintendents, and I got him right on it.
I've seen some improvements around the school, but I haven't really heard nothing about it.
That's a good chance you want to. Where are we as far as the single entry? All those things we're
yes,
talking about.
Yes,
and with school fixing to start in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir.
We'll have to answer a lot of questions, I'm sure.
All schools have got to the single point of entry. There's been some doors added at Hofstra School. So when you go in, you can't just walk into a receptionist. There's a receptionist window on both left and right sides as you go into Hofstra School. There was a big pane of glass that was missing when they added the double glass doors. That's now been added. And Thursday, they're coming in to add a ballistic film on all the glass that we've installed. So that will be completed. All gates, we went back through all the gates that we've installed, and they're now in operating order, ready to start the first day of school. So with that $100,000, we've made drastic improvements. And there's a lot of glass going into the high school to get that single point of entry. So we've made drastic improvements on that. We've been working on some different, and I know you guys seen the crisis plan and all that stuff that we've been working on as well. So yes, I feel like we're going to be in good shape, even if we have an inspection coming up. I think we'll be in good shape.
Now you say single point of entrance.
Yes, sir.
Entrance.
Yes, sir.
Is that for everybody? School bus riders, parent drop-offs, teachers,
senior.
You know, is that everybody has to go through one point?
The way that's going to work is when the school day starts, when that first bell rings, everything will be secured and you'll have to go through the front office. There'll be walk-through gates open that'll have to be manned when students are coming tardy. Once that first bell rings, say they come in tardy, they're going to have to go to the front office to gain access to the school.
What about like at lunch, seniors leaving out of the parking lot, stuff like that?
They'll have a walk-through gate will have to be manned so they can get back on campus.
So you'll have like Ms. Sharon or somebody standing out there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, the SRO, one or the other?
Probably the resource officer. Something of that nature, yes, sir. Any other questions?
That's one of the things, Jack, mentioned about the security. Even when we move up to the new facility, it's going to be nice. But we're going to, at this time, we're going to have our alternative ed class will still be there. So we'll have kids on campus. That was the only place that we didn't have an SRO, full-time SRO. So to meet a lot of the state requirements and all that, that's why I'm so proud that y'all approved that with Darryl. He'll be taking on those duties, be packing. Money well spent there, and that was kind of the only little crack I could see if the state comes in and checks us out. Was down the facility.
I know the governor put out a kind of a scathing. Senator Scott.
Senator Scott.
And they actually have a posted list. I felt good about not being on that list. I have not read the list. Has anybody read the list?
I haven't read it, but I seen the letter, but I didn't see the list.
I read it and didn't feel like we were out of compliance, but
yeah, I think we're in compliance. To be as small as a district or as we are, we're very fortunate that we can work closely with each other.
I know one of the main issues is having some districts didn't have SROs at every school.
We
That was one of the biggest foundational points of that.
That's right.
Having
a lot of our neighboring counties are going to the Guardian program, which is something we haven't done yet. And we don't have to, because we're fortunate enough to have a resource deputy at every single
program. There's a grand jury right now, you know, set up by the governor that's investigating.
Right.
I got some.
That's what I was making reference to.
I got some lean on that, and we're in compliance through our SRO contract and all that. So I've sent all that stuff. I got you. But there's some counties not too far from us in our area that are not in compliance there. So far, knock on wood, we're doing good.
One thing that really needs to be touched on, even like all my workers, as far as people contracting, they've got to go through the front office. You know, he's got it, where they can't go, just come like Parker, for instance, going to the new high school. I'm at the old high school. They just pull around to the gym or pull around to.
They've got to check in.
They got to check in. Or they got, you know, or a state badge.
With that new fencing, that's making that happen. They can't just pull around.
It's a little aggravating. You know, we'll get some complaints, I'm sure.
I'm sure we're going to have a segment on the, I guess, the first day of school or the breakfast or something, explaining to all the teachers.
I got staff. My 3-minute window to preach.
Yeah, I'll give you 3 minutes or less.
And I'll be visiting schools the first few weeks. We'll be at every school, making sure that everybody's on board. There's a lot of new things that we're working on to make. I want buy-in from the teachers. I want it, because if we can get buy-in from the teachers, the process would be so much better if we can get them on board with security. So that's what we're trying to do. It's one team, one fight.
That's right.
Delivering stuff to the lunchroom, you don't even think about that. That's the ideal way to get in. They got to check in front of us or get them a badge. You know, so the
clearance.
So the supervisor at the lunchroom sees that they got the bag, they come and get it.
Now, when they do deliver that stuff to the lunchroom, say they come up here and get a badge, they go around to the side and deliver to the supervisor from the lunchroom, I have to come out and unlock the gate.
But if they don't have a bag, you know, if it's somebody new, well, I'm new today. They let them in, we don't know that.
So how are we going to get our food?
They're going to check in or get a badge.
Somehow we got to work through, James.
Same way with all, like, you know.
If they go check in and they don't have a level 2 clearance, the truck driver comes up there. And I'm saying this because I work at a prison. Somebody comes up there.
We couldn't let it in.
But we need the product that's on the truck. And he ain't going to give it to us off the truck till he can get in there and make sure it gets off. I mean, you're getting some kind of sticky situations like that.
Same way with Mr. Rogers, he's Culpepper doing the repairs. Once school starts back, there's kids there.
Yeah.
Everybody that goes to any one of the schools has got to check in. They got to have their, he's got his state pass, so he's good. But his contract workers won't, and they have to check in.
Have a look at them operating down there and told her that they gave it back there. Teacher's still going to go in and out of there.
Henry Teeter.
There he is, over there.
Are we going to have somebody there checking them in then?
No. Are you talking about the drive-through gate or the
walk-through
gate?
Yeah, drive-through gate.
They'll have access with their security code to get through the drive-through gate. Once you get in the drive-through gate, you still cannot get on campus.
Until you're cleared by somebody.
So you have to go through a walk-through gate to get inside of the campus perimeter.
We're not issuing keys out to all these walk-throughs. How many keys are we issuing out to get in and out of these gates? Is every teacher going to have one?
No, sir.
You're saying once they're on campus through that back gate on Decatur Road,
yes,
they still got to go in that first, that single point entry?
We have our
multiple ones.
Between the middle school building and the gym, there's now a fence there with a walk-through gate that locks from the outside. We've got a panic bar on the inside. We have a fire escape we need to get out. So they'll have to have a key. Somebody will be there in the mornings to grant them access, or if the principal wants to designate one teacher to have a key, I'm trying to leave that up to them, but one person have a key, they'll be accountable for that key to make sure that's unlocked. But even if you get access through the rolling gates, you still can't get on the inside of the campus. So it's a layered security. Tollers is special because you got so much property out there that's been
right.
So you're going to have one person at Tollers that's going to have a key, period.
Right. there's going to be several keys at Tolbert, but it'll be up to the principal who has.
So if somebody's sick or somebody.
You'll have an area over here for, I'm sure, for pre-K, one over here for middle school, one up front for what, primary grade, just one for five.
So it's some learning you want to take place.
Yeah.
And we've had the discussion before about key control. So we're trying to be careful. We don't want to make 1,000 copies of a key and not know who has what.
Right.
Are those keys copyable?
Yes, they are. They are.
So when you get that, and in a week's time, everybody have key.
The principal has to get permission from Daryl. So we have a log of who's got a key.
It's working in progress.
Make the same copies. Allow it to go through a process.
Yeah.
Which may be the best we can do. I mean, you can always beat the system.
Okay.
We hire 10 more people over here.
Any other questions? Concerns? Miss Laura said a very valuable statement. She said we're building a bicycle as we ride it. And I don't have good balance. So we're doing
we'll get there.
We're getting there.
Luke, you have a question?
I want to talk to Mr. Williams. I just got this bus route. We've been doing it for years, Kevin. Is there any way we could maybe take a van and go around Cotton Landing Road or something? We beating them $100,000 buses to pieces, guys.
Two of them's in the shop as of last week because of exactly what you're talking about.
I don't even drive my county truck when it ain't been bladed around it, guys.
The rules, and y'all got this bus routes, and y'all got rules here. If you live off a normal route, we can pay you to meet us at the highway. I mean, that is a rule. That is a state of Florida rule that we can hire them.
My personal opinion, we need to look at something different because that's a rough road, a long road.
Two new buses, right, the last ones we bought, both hoods were destroyed. One of them still at the shop because it beat them to pieces.
It will. I mean, it's just...
How many kids are down that road? I know there's some down at the other end. That's close to the highway there.
Miss Pate just asked me about that in our bus driver training today. Was she going to have to go down and go tear up the bus? From motor mounts to the...
Right.
Well, just a hood's going to cost you $2,500.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Trying to get it fixed, and not, so far they haven't been able to fix one of them.
I think we need to look at that pretty hard, you know.
Well, that's... I'm talking to Miss Deason, too. You got to make sure that's... not, there's more to it than just telling them to come out. But yeah, we can buy
part of their IEP.
Right, yeah, you know.
Who's responsible for it? Is it Forest? Who grades that road?
County.
But they can grade it just like my road and everybody's road.
You got a week later.
Graving is not an option.
But that's something I think we would look into, guys, you know, because it's tearing them buses all to pieces now.
That might not be the only road.
Right.
Look up here on Mr. Geiger's route. Go one up there to the county line on 12. He goes way too off on dirt road to come around. You know, that's another one.
Whittle Road and all of that.
Mm-hmm. He goes through Whittle?
Whittle Road. Whittle and all of
that. Back up to the park.
But the Whittle Road is pretty bad, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Washington's across in about 5 places.
How many?
I know you just said you didn't know, but River Sticks used to have 2 kids. I don't even know if they're down there anymore.
Three, 4 mornings in a row, they don't ride. So I asked
That's
another route, sir. But I'll talk to Ms. Steese to make sure they wasn't ESC and Mr. Summers about requiring them to bring them to T-Lo Purvis School and pay them. That's something we're working on trying to, and I'll do them all, then I'll look at all of their roads.
Transportation is like a bottomless pit.
Oh, yeah, yes.
We lose so much money. And Kevin's done a great job trying to help us minimize our losses.
Well, just like if you come, when you're coming down 12 and you get to Meredith Road right there, there's every day during school, there's 8 to 10 vehicles sitting there waiting on students at the end of the road. I mean, it's a little bit easier for a bus whipping there, let everybody out. You're not going to have any if you can, but if you only got one student, you know, or two, it makes it pretty difficult.
And what we're talking about going down roads, turning around, Mr. Flowers asked me this. You know, we do it like Burnt Bridge Road and the road I live on, Potts. We won't go down those roads because we're not at it. But then the other roads we're going down, so either we need to do them all or none. And the risk management says do none. If you got to turn around a bus, they just said it in our meeting, the lawyer come out, and that's the number one thing you don't do.
Back up a bus,
not turn around. Even like in sporting events, I was going to tell the coaches this. When you pull into a sporting event, try to get that bus so you don't have to back up and turn around before everybody gets there. Because they're talking about lawsuits they have now. You know, you go back up and hit a little car, it's worth $500, but they want $5,000 because the bus backed into it. And that's just what he just said in our meeting.
Try not
to back up a bus and turn around. Mailbox, just everything. So I'll have that information for you next time.
Thank you.
They're really cracking down on some back up.
Yes.
It used to be a common thing, but they're really working on some.
That's a tremendous amount of lawsuits. Risk management's been pushing us, and you know, the honest thing, I have to make sure I check them is decent, because if it's ESE, then it's a different situation.
Right.
You might have to send a van in or something. You know.
Well, unfortunately, we live in the country, so I mean, we're gonna have rain, we're gonna have dirt roads.
Oh, yeah.
And people live down.
Everybody driving down out or whatever is, that's like in Orange down there, it's the same way, you know.
Right. And that, well, just like right there, Timber Energy, you know, right there, we have to go in there on a bad road. Now he's not gonna talk about Yellow Fly Lane.
Yeah.
Go in there and turn around in the forest in the inner yard, but we either need to stop that one or go turn around in everybody's yard.
Back up, you mean?
To back up, and you have to turn around, pull up in their yard, back in the forest, and come, you know, it's not a county maintained.
No, it ain't.
So that's what we need to get everybody on the same page, and that's what this is about.
Right.
You know, when half the kids in the school live within 2 miles of the school, you don't get penny for them. You haul them. So it's really I'll take brain surgery and figure out what you're going to be short.
I tell you, 40 years ago when I went to school, if you lived within 2 miles of school, you wasn't here. Probably 45 years ago now. But you walked to school.
Concerned, guys.
I would like for him to be able to tell us what his contract is for providing software.
You mean like rent it?
know it got here late, but that was just one of the things I got looking at it. I just had more questions. I had answers.
Yeah, I got one. I had two parents asking me, it kind of details back into the OJT. Both students are going to be seniors, and they were asking me about seventh period, sixth period, the last period of the day, do the seniors have to go to the last period, that type of thing, if they do have a job.
I think they check out after two
periods. The last,
unless it's changed anything, seniors don't have to go to seventh period unless there's an issue with the graduation. Some of them have to take seven classes to graduate because they've either been retained in a couple classes or they're in remediation. Let's say we have a senior who hasn't passed algebra one and still hasn't passed the reading. Well, there'll be an algebra one remediation, reading remediation, and then it could be that they fail a couple classes. Very few and far between, we have to have them come all seven periods. Another example would be a student who's in band. You know, band is only offered seventh period, so that senior would have a choice. Do you want to attend band seventh period or leave? And a lot of those will take that seventh period band. But they do not have to come to seventh period if they're normal.
Do they have to check out, or can they just
at that
leave?
Point, I think last year it was just given at the end of sixth period you could leave campus, and that way you didn't have to come to the office and check out. Otherwise, you'd have 70-something seniors trying to get up there and checking out that just wasn't feasible. So I'm assuming it's going to stay the same.
Okay, so now does that have a problem? Does that now turn into a problem with them leaving out of the parking lot or wherever they're parking?
They can exit without anybody being there.
Okay.
I had a question after we talked about that. Was if a student only needed two credits, and I don't know that was that unique situation for that student. If that student needs two credits, can get them in the morning. Is there anything that requires them to be on campus the rest of the day after they take those two classes?
They do have to be there for six periods, but what's happening is we're seeing a lot of seniors just saying, okay, I'll just fill those last four periods. I'll just kind of...
Okay, so the seat time is the requirement that gets them for six periods. Okay, got it. Got it.
Yeah. Well, we don't get FTE for
sure.
They
just we don't get FTE for
them.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
Mr.
Petty, Mr. Blyle, meeting adjourned.
Thank you, Laura, for having us on.
Yeah.